Log Talk Radio.
True to yourself. Never lie to yourselves and or each other. Always face reality. Be true to you. You can't expect anyone else to be true. But you must expect for you to be true to yourself. That being said, in order to be true to oneself, You must be true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It's just that simple. In order to be true to yourself, you must be true to Yah. Because if you're not true to Yah, you can't and or won't be true to yourself, and or anyone else for that matter. It's true. The song is very poignant and makes a lot of sense. Be true to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and thus be true to yourself and each other. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Welcome back to the Real People, Real Talk for Real People show. On this show, we are true to the Most High. We don't lie about the Most High. We don't lie to the Most High. We don't lie about anything in any regard, especially in regards to the Most High. And we certainly don't lie to ourselves and to one another. That's why I suspect some of you come along to study with us, because you really want to know the truth about life in general, and most importantly, about the Elohim. That's why we go over these segments of study, chapter by chapter, book by book. We try to break it down to you like you're 4 years old so you can get some understanding, not indicative of your age, just that you may be a novice in some things. And your studies may be maiden flight, so to speak. And you don't have a lot of flights under your belt. So we try to help you in your flight pattern so you can glide along while flapping your wings, and sometimes gliding along and flapping your wings, and be driven by the vortex of others like us. See, you can be pulled along by the vortex, just like ducks in a flight, in that V pattern. That's if you're true to the flight pattern. That's if you're true to one another. You can be pulled along when you get tired and weary. After so many miles of flapping, you can get on the end of that flight, that V formation, and be pulled along so they don't have to put in too much work. But you got to put in the work first, people, in order to be able to drift to the back and be pulled along in that vortex of the flight pattern. Yes, you have to be true to the duck flight pattern, and they must trust to be true to one another. Yes, everybody just wear themselves out. See, everybody has an opportunity to drift back into that V-shape, that vortex, and pull them along when they're tired, when they have mental anguish, when they have anxieties, and so on and so forth, and still keep in formation while you're going through whatever you're going through with. Thus, you have to be true to the Most High, as I said. And the Most High pulls you along in that vortex, just like ducks. Animals can teach you a lot about life, and it's true. So if you're true to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, when you're feeling down and out, anguish, some mental anguish, maybe some grief in your families, Yom Suf experienced that vortex quite recently. Katriel and Sister Abigail pulled me along in that vortex. Why? Because I was true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and they prayed for Yom Suf. And when Yom Suf was feeling weary, full of grief, Yom Suf had to drift to the back. They pulled me right along. They didn't leave me alone. And so you can't be left alone under those circumstances. They didn't leave me alone, Isaac. And I'm grateful for that, internally grateful for putting me along while they put in the work, most of the work, during the studies of these shows. So these souls are essential, spiritually, physically, and mentally. But you have to be true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Thus, you are true to one another, and most importantly, you're true to yourself. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf, who are you making reference to for as the we are concerned? Well, that's quite easy. I just mentioned him. Sister Abigail of New York City and Brother Kotri of New York City. And what do I know about them? All you need to know about them is that they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and they're true to him. They're true to one another as they love one another. That's truth. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. So Stavia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to you. Well, we all need each other, just like you said, that's for sure. I'm so grateful that y'all got us watching over all of us. And it's good to be back. I'm going to go on mute because I'm out, but I'm here listening, that's for sure.
Okay, that's a good deal, sister. Good to hear you. Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless y'all, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voice.
Doing okay, brother. Doing okay. Good to hear yours, too.
Yes. Shout out to Sister Abiyah. Hope she's feeling better.
No, she said she was out, Cottrell. And she couldn't talk to listen. Right, okay.
But the Most High is righteous and truthful and in all his ways. He's not deceitful like man. He ain't going to make, you know, promises that he's not going to keep. But it's up to us to be like King David. Be true to ourselves. King David was true to himself. He didn't lie to himself. He didn't try to hide facts. He pretty much exposed himself for what he did and tried to get better. So that's really being true to yourself. And lining yourself up with the Most High, which the name Yisrael really means, he who has striven with Yah and man and has prevailed. And our struggle with the Most High, we ain't winning that fight. We just might as well get in line. And when you're in line with Yah, you ain't got to worry about the other side fighting with man, because Yah fights our battles for us. But
praise God.
You got to learn these things.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little.
Little by little. And you're quite right, Katra, and thank you very much, my brother and friend. Katra, if there's no more additional commentary, we'll move right along to the study session.
Yes, sir.
Well, everybody, please turn to the 29th chapter of the book of Shemot. Somebody called it Exodus. That is not the correct name. That is a Greek name. The Hebrew name is, the interpretation is Shemot, meaning the book of names is the most important name in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless and praise his holy name. So if everybody ready to get busy and working and put it in the work that's needed, so to pull us along into this vortex of study, let's get busy. And it reads, Aaron and his sons consecrated, meaning to make or to declare in a public manner, this is what it is, and this who they is, and this is their representation. So this is what you should do to them, to hallow them, these ministers to me, for ministering to me as priests. Their specifications. You can't do it any old messy, old tacky, old trashy, old way.
And to hallow them, to make them holy.
To make them, repeat that, Katriel.
Your book says hollow, and the word hollow means to make them holy.
Praise Yah. And that's the truth, God. Thank you, brother. And here's the beginning of the consecration, to make them holy, as Katriel said, to minister to Yah. First, take one bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened leavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of wheat flour. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in the basket with the bull and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall wash them with water. Then you shall take the garments, put on the tunic on Aaron, and a robe, and the ephod and the breastplate, and gird it. Now, that washing is not the animals. You may think that. But the washing is washing these priests, getting them prepared to represent and minister to the Most High. A person must wash them with water. You should take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the intricately woven band of the ephod. You should put the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban with our names on it, names of those tribes. And you should take the... Now, say it again, Contrail. Oh, no.
The crown.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You're right, Katya. I stand corrected. The crown said, let me read it, holiness to the LOM. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Katya. You were quite correct. You should take the anointing oil, this special oil compound, and pour it on his head. Whose head? Aaron. And by virtue, anoint him. Then you should bring his sons. Put tunics on them. You should gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be theirs for a perpetual state, forever. There's no interruption of that priesthood through this lineage of Aaron. You shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull. Then you shall kill the bull while they're doing this before the by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. You should take some of the blood of the bull, put it on the horns of the altar with your fingers, and pour all the blood beside the base of the altar. You should take all the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the bull with the skin and its offals, you shall burn with the fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You should take one ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands on the head of the ram. And when they do that, you should kill the ram. You should take his blood, spread it all around the altar. Then you should cut the ram in pieces. Wash his entrails, his legs, and put them with his pieces and with his head, and you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yah. It is a sweet aroma to Yah, an offering made by fire to the Elohim. You shall also take the other ram in this consecration process. And Aaron and his son shall put their hands on the head of the ram. Then you should kill the ram and take some of his blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, Pacific. Different, but Pacific. On the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their left, of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around the altar. And you should take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, on the garments of his sons with him. And he and his garments shall be holy, and his sons and his sons' garments with him. You should take the fat of the ram, that second ram, the fat tail, the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat on them, the right thigh, but is it a ram of consecration to declare, to make the word? One loaf of bread, one cake made with oil, one wafer from the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Elohim on that table. And you should put all these in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons. And this is a different, there's two different processes here. You shall wave them as a wave offering before Yah. You shall receive them back from their hands and burn them on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet aroma before the Elohim, as an offering made by fire to Yah. Then you should take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, wave it as a wave offering before the Elohim, and it shall be your portion, that's yours. And from the ram of the consecration, you shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering, which is waved, and the thigh of the heave offering, a different process, a different method, a different means. The thigh of the heave offering, which is raised, of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. It shall be from the now this is what we're giving to them for their personal usage. It shall be from the children of Israel for Aaron and his sons by a statute forever, a continuum. For it is a heave offering. It shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offering. That is their heave offering to Yah by taking care of these priests. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, his lineage, no one else. To be anointed in them and to be consecrated in them, to be made, declared. The next in line. That son who become priest in his place shall put them on for 7 days. And when he enters the tabernacle of meeting to minister in the holy place, you shall take the ram of the consecration and boil it. Boil his flesh in the holy place. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram. You can't eat it. And the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of meetings. They shall eat these things with which the atonement was made to consecrate and to signify them. But an outsider shall not eat them, only from that lineage, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the consecration offering or the bread remains until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder. Nobody in this nation is supposed to be messing with it, not even the king, with fire. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. Then you shall do to Aaron and his sons according to all that I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them. It took 7 days to be made or declared before the people. And you shall offer a bull every day during that process as a sin offering for atonement. You shall cleanse the altar when you make atonement for it. You shall anoint it to sanctify it. That's how you cleanse that altar, anoint it with that oil and clean it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it. And the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar must be holy. Can't no Tom, Dick, and Harry, well, Askar, Dan, Reuben, and some of the other priests in the that worked in the tabernacle, could only the lineage of Aaron and his sons.
We know that.
Was the country?
We know that there was a king that went in and tried to burn some incense, and he came out with leprosy.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man. You see, we doing too much, country. We don't do what we're supposed to do. We want to do what we want to do. They didn't lie
about
them.
It's a very intricate ceremony.
Really?
This is a lot of work. 7 days of doing the same thing, and they couldn't really go anywhere but to continue to do this precise consecration process.
Right.
So you hear people walking around talking about they're holy and sanctified. They don't know what they're talking about, because this is a process that was really, really a burdensome process. Seven days of slaughtering these animals, burning these animals, putting the blood in their ear and their hand and their thumb, and they didn't go inside. They were at the door of the tent of meeting of the tabernacle. Everything was done outside.
Exactly. And it shows the seriousness of the occasion. It shows the seriousness how we're supposed to approach the occasion. We're not taking lightly, you know, for granted, you know, because we can be, you know, nearly full of junior sentence, and I think it applies in this case, Cottrell. We can be silly about serious things and serious about silly things. Right.
Yeah.
We can be, right, and that's how we've been reduced to, because everything a game. You see them on TikTok, food book, making light of everything. They knock folks down up in the store. They come running up to people's face making jokes. Everything is a joke to everybody. You can't play that with Yah. You can play with each other, play on each other, all you want to do. But you better take the Most High quite seriously, because he takes himself quite seriously. And not take him lightly and or for granted. It's true, Contra. Finally.
And fools.
Yeah, go ahead, Contra.
Fool's book is where the seat of scorners are.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to sit in the seat of scorners.
Yeah, everything's funny. But it's not.
Or you can mock anything that's not there. Yeah,
it's true. They want to mark everything. Everything's a joke. Everything's funny. Everything's not a joke, and everything's not funny. And you must take some things quite seriously, because some things takes themselves quite seriously, and they can back it up, too. Now, you run up into a lion's den and play with that lion and see what happens to you. See, we got to stop being serious about silly things and silly about serious things. We are silly about serious things. You become a byword, a mockery of who we're supposed to be, Katria. That's quite unfortunate. Finally, the daily offerings. Now, this is what you shall offer on the altar daily. Two lambs of the first year. His first year of being born. Day by day, continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. With one lamb shall be one-tenth of an ephah of flour. He's a specific. Mixed with one-fourth of a head of pressed oil and one-fourth of a head of wine as a drink offering. And the other lamb that day, during twilight, you shall offer at twilight. You shall offer with it the grain offering and a drink offering as in the morning. Why? For a sweet aroma, an offering made, you might not like it, but Yah does, made by fire to Yah, not to you. This is a continual, never to cease, burnt offering throughout your generations. At the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Elohim, Yah said, where I will meet you, who? The high priest, to speak with you. Gadriel was quite right. You got a problem? You take it to the priest. The priest take it to the high priest. And you will get an answer. You will get the only answer. Praise Yah. I will meet with you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel. We're going to come together right there in a tabernacle. Shall be sanctified so I can approach them by my glory, not by yours. So I will consecrate the tabernacle of meeting, Yah says, and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron, three things. The tabernacle of meeting, the altar. And finally, consecrate both Aaron and his son, the Linus, to minister to me. As priest, I will dwell among the children of Israel as a result of this. I will be their Elohim. And they should know that I am Yah, their Elohim, who brought them out of Netheram, that I may dwell among them. I am Yah, their Elohim. Yah basically said, this me, this what I want. This is how I want it done, when I want it done, and who I want it, won't do it. Now, if you're into something else other than that, you're in an error. And it's something quite serious to be facing Yah in judgment, because you decided to do what you want to do. You decided you want Reuben, Dan, Asher, Asher, or anyone else to be doing this. That is not your decision to make. The processes and procedures are not your decision to not go along with and follow the rules. You have no choice in the matter. The only choice you have in these matters, these serious matters, is being humble, obedient, and doing what you told, when you told, and how you told to whoever you told to do it to. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Praise Yah, Kartrell. praise y'all fellow students, and bless his holy name. Cartrell, you have the mic, my brother.
Yes, sir. And you broke it down to us like we're 4 years old. And that's not an insult, because 4 year olds are smarter than a lot of adults because they absorb knowledge quicker. They
exactly.
have a desire to learn.
Exactly.
But the fact that Yah's glory will be in the midst of our nation based on these protocols that we just read, the priests have to be in place. The tabernacle has to be in place. The offerings have to be in place. All these things have to be in place for us to feel the glory of Yah in our presence.
Exactly.
Now, modern man has got satellites and telescopes and all kind of stuff looking for God in the laboratory and all that, collider particles and all that. But the Most High is telling the world how he would make his presence known on earth in the midst of a particular people, the nation of Israel, and a particular family, the family of the house of Aaron, the priesthood. And he's giving you the particulars. And it's like when Yah is in our presence, he wants a meal going on, one in the morning, one in the evening, a burnt offering. I want to smell it. And the priest got to eat it. So it's like, you know, a family member. Somebody come over from your family, there's always a meal to eat, something, you know, to make it
exactly.
social.
Exactly.
So Yah was social with us. And it took a lot of skill to sacrifice these animals in the way that he required them. You had to skin it. You had to take the hair off it. All kind of stuff was going on. If you ain't got those skills, you ain't doing what's required here.
No.
So very particular, very detailed, very specific. And ain't none of this stuff going on right now.
No.
Most I shut it down.
Not in any shape, form, or fashion, Kasha.
So,
praise y'all.
When you hear people talking about they holy and sanctified, refer them to this chapter, the book of Shemot. People say Exodus 29, and let them know the seriousness of what, you know, they're saying. You're not sanctified. You're not holy. You're not anointed. Stop that.
Exactly, Kyle. Stop it. It ain't cute. It ain't working for you. Praise y'all.
And these sacrifices are the sacrifices that are required. Right? Not no man on the cross that forgive us. They had to do this 7 days in order to take the iniquity off themselves and the people.
Exactly.
So, it's a different story in the Old Testament, which is forever. Did he say forever?
Perpetual.
Everlasting covenant with this lineage? Perpetual means
right.
ongoing and forever. Yes.
And never to cease. Praise y'all, God.
Praise y'all.
Well, Katria, if you're done with your commentary, we enjoyed it, and we're ready to proceed with your segment of the studies and the song 50. Song 50. And it reads, Yah, the righteous judge. Let me repeat that. Yah, the righteous judge. One more time. Yah, the righteous judge. And the writer of this song is Asaph. ASAP. I know you heard about him, but ASAP stories and whatnot. I don't know if that's the same ASAP or not. But this man name is ASAP too. Praise Yah, Kadra. You have the mic.
All praises. Bless Yah, the Holy One of Israel, even for ASAP, which is a Hebrew name, right?
Is that
ASAP stable? That's a unique name. Not too many people named ASAP.
No, it's not, Kadra.
But this song by this brother named Asaph is just as potent as the fables that we read when we were children, Asaph's fables. But
exactly.
This particular song that he expresses the anger of the Most High. The Most High is angry with our nation, with our people. We ain't got to be angry. The Most High got enough anger for us and more. What does it say? Yah is the righteous judge. We shouldn't be judging
right.
one another. Because we're not the judge. It don't matter if you're trying to judge me or I'm trying to judge you. Yah is the righteous judge. Because
exactly.
he knows our lives in completion. He is the one who knew us before he placed us in our mother's womb. So
exactly.
he knows our life. Omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipotent. All-knowing, all-powerful, and all-seeing, and everywhere. So Yah's anger toward his people, Yah's judgment. Who's he talking to? He's talking to us. All praises. Psalm 50, verse 1. The
All
mighty
praise.
One, Elohim, Yah speaks and calls the earth from sunrise to sunset. Man don't control that, do he?
No.
The sun is too hot for him to handle. Out of Zion, Zion, the perfection of beauty, Elohim shines out. Our Elohim comes and does not keep silent. Uh-oh, we in trouble. Most High about to speak. A fire devours before him. It is very stormy and around him. He calls to the heavens above, to the earth, that he may judge his people. Now, so who's his people?
The children of Israel.
All right, about to judge us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gather my saints together to me. Uh-oh, we're in the process of doing that, ain't we?
We
don't know. Visit Yah will gather that us, because we're gathering Yah's saints, because he's commanded us to do that, because he's about to judge us. I'm trying to warn y'all, trying to give y'all heed. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. We ain't talking about the sacrifices we just read about, because we definitely don't have no priesthood.
No.
What is the sacrifice by covenant that he's talking about? The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Elohim, himself is judge. Who's the judge, Johnson?
Elohim.
I know Flip Wilson had a show, and he had a segment called Here Come the Judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most High is the judge. Exactly. Hear my people, and I will speak. Uh-oh. Brace yourself, because y'all's about to speak to us now. I will testify against you, Yisrael, because he bears witness. So I call heaven and earth to witness against you, which means you can't hide nothing from the Most High, can you?
No, you can't, gotcha.
The Most High is testifying against you. What you going to call him? You going to say that he was lying?
Exactly.
Now, you're lying on me, y'all. I ain't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I am Elohim, your Elohim. I don't rebuke you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I have no need for a bull from your stall or male goats from your pen. Can we just read about that? The bull,
exactly.
The two male goats, the rams.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all said, I don't need that. I don't need that from you right now in the livestock of 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountain. How many birds are on planet Earth, huh?
That's a lot, my brother.
And Yah knows every one of them. The wild animals of the field are mine. How many wild animals of the field are in the earth, Yah? So
that's quite a lot, my brother.
And Yah knows every one of them. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine. Who owns the world? Universal white race supremacy? Because they think their navy, their army, their military, they control things. What you say?
No, I don't think so, brother. They think they do, but they really don't.
Yah says the world is mine, and all that's in it. That includes them, us, and everything that's in it. Yah owns them, too. Just like them. Will I eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Can we just read about that?
Exactly.
Kind of coincidental. Offer to Elohim the sacrifice of thanksgiving, which we do on a regular basis. Toda Yah, thank you, praise you, bless you. Not only do that, pay your vow to the Most High. I mean, if you tell the Most High you're going to do something, you better do it. If you make a promise to the Most High, you better fulfill that promise. If you make a vow to the Most High, you better keep it. Call on me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver you. And you will honor me. So that's like the laws of gravity. What goes up must come down. There's going to be days of trouble. If we call on Yah, Yah is going to deliver us if we're in the right path. And when he does, we have to honor him. But to the wicked, and if you wicked, listen closely. Elohim says, what right do you have to declare my statutes that you have taken my covenant on your lips? So there's Israelites that's waking up, but they're still wicked, just like our ancient fathers. Since you hate instruction, how many people should be on the show, Yom Suk, that are Israelites? Because we give them instruction.
Everybody.
Do they hate it or do they love it? Do they hate it or do they
hate the Most High instructions?
And that's what y'all telling us. So we ain't surprised. A lot of people ain't here trying to get instruction chapter by chapter, book by book, verse by verse. We're not surprised. Because y'all said
not in the least.
We hate instruction and throw my words behind you, which is why most of us don't know what y'all's talking about. Because we throw his words behind us. We listen to everybody and anybody else, but we don't know what y'all's saying. And he's directing his attention at us as a people, as a nation. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have participated with adulterers. Yeah, you're doing everything and anything contrary to what I told you to do. You give your mouth to evil, Facebook, Fool's Book, whatever you want to call it. All you're doing is sprouting evil. You're not giving out instructions from the Most High because we hate instructions. Your tongue frames deceit. We know that y'all don't speak lies. We lie to each other. You sit and speak against your brother. We're talking about Facebook, right? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about Facebook here. You slander your own mother's son. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking to unite. We're looking to divide. We're looking for reasons not to come together,
exactly.
Not to be one as a nation. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. We're supposed to be taking care of each other, not being on Facebook pointing fingers and trying to tear each other down. And Yah says, you have done these things. And what he say? I bear witness against you. He sees what we're doing. And he's not saying anything as of yet. But we know from the beginning of the song, Yah gonna speak to us. And you better brace yourself when Yah starts speaking. Because it ain't gonna be like the first time in Mount Sinai. You thought that I was just like you. Because while you talking and debating and talking against your brother and slamming your mother's son, framing your mouth with deceit, throwing Yah's words behind you, you think that Yah is just like you. I will rebuke you and accuse you in front of your eyes. So anything that you've done that's contrary to Yah, it's going to be exposed in the public. Trust me. It's going to be exposed publicly in front of your eyes and everybody else's eyes. Now consider this. You who forget Elohim. How many of us have forgotten Elohim? How many of us don't know Elohim? How many of us are really seeking, trying to find and learn from Elohim? Because this is important. He says to consider this. You forget Yah, those words behind you, and do all this wickedness. Lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver you. Whoever offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me and prepares his way so that I will show him Elohim salvation. So right now we're supposed to be in that path of thanksgiving because we can't offer that bull and those two rams. I set up a priesthood and offer the two lambs in the morning and the one in the evening. Can't do that. What does he want from us? He says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. He says, offer to him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. When he takes you out of trouble and he saves you, you have to testify and give him praise and honor. That's what he's talking about. That prepares you for doing this, the way of salvation. Because Yah's going to show it to you if you follow this pattern. So it's a lot to meditate on, a lot to absorb, and I hope we absorb it because it is the key to salvation, which is the everlasting life, the everlasting journey of our soul. Give him praise and honor to our Creator. All praises. Hallelujah.
I'm home. Oh, that was good. That was very, all of it is so good, that information. And just like you said, here come the judge, the true judge. And people, we are being subpoenaed to court. So, you better get it straight. Seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. Shalom, family.
Shalom, Sister Abby. And Sister Abby, I said, and I concur, we have to take the Most High seriously. That's what he takes himself. Some things we can't do, but we can give praise and thanksgiving to the Most High while we're in this last captivity. Be grateful. Don't take the Most High in regard, disregarding him, thinking that he's like you. God is nothing like either one of us. And he said he's going to call all hands on deck. If you got some dirt on you, take a ex-fool's advice. I advise you to get it off of you. God does not play. I like to give thanksgiving and praise to the Most High name because he does not. I know this personally. He does not play me. And the song was quite simple. Nothing about it was difficult or hard to understand.
Put those things up, son.
All right.
Yes, this song right here.
Any closing remarks or comments?
Yes, if these words, they shake you up, I know they shake me up every time I read it because I'm in the balance too. Y'all going to judge me too for what I do. And I pray and I hope that I'm on the right path for y'all on this path of salvation because I want to see y'all salvation. That's my aim. That's my goal in life. See y'all salvation. Nothing else matters. And the fact that Yah, if we study when he speaks to us, we didn't like when he spoke to us. But again, he said he wasn't going to speak to us. He was going to send us prophet. But the prophets didn't work in us understanding what he was saying. So now he has to go back to square one, and he's going to speak to us again, and he's going to expose us for who we really are. So once you hear this chapter, you can't turn back from it. You can't run from it. You have to study. All right? So that's why we're here. That's why we're dedicated. That's why we're committed. Because we want to see the path of Yah's salvation. We don't want to be considered wicked where Yah would tear us into pieces because we have forgotten him or we haven't studied like we should. So we love y'all. That's why we bring y'all these studies. Because important words that we just read, just like the Psalm of Asaph, we should read it over and over and over again and feel the fear of the Most High. All praises. We love you.
Okay.
Shalom and good night.
We love you. Shalom and good night. Be true to the Most High. Thus be true to yourself. We love you. Shalom and good night.
to be. You know what you got to do. Got to be true to myself. Everyone wants to know.